You're listening to Radio Sabisur, from Sweet Morn to Setting Orange, 88.3 MHz. Late Night Talk with Nibbler. My guests are some Italian friends who traveled over 2,000 kilometers to the camp. Hello, how are you? Hello? Hello?
Oh, do you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry, experiencing some technical difficulties. Okay, you traveled over 2,000 kilometers to the camp. Is it right?
Well, not really. We both, but a friend of us.
Ah, a friend of you.
Yes.
And you come from Italy. Where exactly do you come from?
Well, we are from Turin.
From Turin?
Yes.
Is there in Italy anything like the Chaos Communication, like the Chaos Computer Club?
This year we had an ACC meeting in Turin, and it's very similar to this this camp. It's people from all over the world, mainly, and talking about computer in a very deep sense, very large sense.
Okay, and what are you doing here at the camp? Do you have a project or something like that?
Mainly for fun,
mainly for fun, okay.
Mainly for fun, and then to bring here a Debian project, mainly with a cell of t-shirts we have here.
What t-shirts do you have? What t-shirts do you have? What is printed on them?
Sorry,
t-shirts do you have? What is printed on them? What t-shirts do you have? What is printed on your t-shirts?
What is printed? Yeah. Okay. It's the Debian logo.
Ah, okay.
It's simple because we are we make all by our own, so it's very simple.
So you're Debian developers or are you just Debian fans?
We are both developer and fans. We have mainly one developer which is Federico Di Gregorio, which is eating now, and we are fans.
Okay, we will hear us soon again. You're listening to Radio Sabisur from Sweet Morn to Setting Orange, 88.3 MHz.
Give love to me.
Listening to Radio Sabisa from Sweet Morn to Setting Orange, 88.3 MHz. Our phone number is 5555 on the local cam phone system. Externally, you can call us under 033-438-642-246. And Weatherfrog did already this, and he has to announce that the Dutch people from the Netherlands have some movie prepared at the Hack Center at about 2 o'clock. They said it's a special surprise for us here, and I don't know what is, but I'm very curious, and well, perhaps I'll have a look later. So camp is getting international, and I'm very glad of that. Here in the studio are two people from Italy. Hello.
Hi.
You traveled from Italy just for the camp here. How long did you want to spend your time here in Germany?
Well, we'll stay here in Germany until Sunday, and then a part of us will continue its travel to Amsterdam and then Paris and then return to Italy.
That's great. And what do you think about international exchange of hackers? What do you think is the advantage of this?
Well, it's a really good thing. In Italy we have also web meeting.
Web meeting?
Web meeting is a great meeting of hackers. It's the biggest in Italy, and we are present in many of these meetings to speak about Debian and free software, and so we are happy to travel to do this.
Then thank you for participating here at the camp in Berlin and Landsberg, and there are already waiting some people from I think Portugal. Let's have a look later.
Alright, select a broken it down. That is that killer sound. Beeline each and everyone gather around. My rock it up tall. Here we are. The original murderer. Watch out!
listening to Radio Sub-Ether from Sweet Morning to Setting Orange, 88.3 MHz. Late Night Talk with Nibbler. And my guest is someone from Portugal. Hello.
Hello.
So what's your name?
Nuno.
Nuno?
Yeah.
Okay. You study computer science in Portugal.
That's right.
Okay, and you came to the camp with a group of Portuguese guys?
No, I came alone. Last year I went to Hull at Holland, also alone. I've met a lot of people there. Mm-hmm. So I'm in the camp alone too, to meet people, and there's no problem. It's a bit expensive to come from Portugal to Germany, so my friends couldn't be here, but they certainly would like it.
But the price is worth it, isn't it? Or?
Yes, I think so.
Did you also already attend some workshops?
Not really. Some lectures, not workshops.
Okay, what lectures were you interested in?
Well, I saw the John Gilmore about the, you know, about the freedom to travel.
Uh-huh.
And I saw also other stuff. Really don't quite remember, I'm a bit nervous.
Mm-hmm. So okay, and you just here, the main reason you're here is why? Because you are, you want to talk to people you normally only met online, I think.
Not the main reason. The main reason is because I like computers, and I think people in events like this also do like computers in a different way. Mm-hmm. And I like to kind meet those kind of people and change ideas, talk about several stuff, not necessarily about computers, but about societies, politics, everything.
So you just enjoy the feeling of being surrounded of people that just think like you, and well, to be surrounded by nerds.
yeah, kind of relaxing too on vacation. I think it's nice. And people also are very nice, and they kind of, how do you say?
So they just know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like we're all here for the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I think also you enjoy the international spirit here, or isn't it?
Yes, although people should keep in mind to talk more in English. People often forget that.
Yeah, there was a huge discussion at the CCC before this event, how to handle this question, and I also agree that if there's some person, only one person in a workshop or a lecture who does not understand German, but understand English, and all the other people also understand English, so why shouldn't they hold the lecture in English? So,
yes.
To get to get advantage of the internationality of the people here.
Another issue that I saw is that normally speakers are German, and mm-hmm. they have certain difficulties to at the lectures,
yeah.
But they try to keep it. But I think they are a bit inexperienced in the way they keep... like I saw a lecture today, and the guy keeps saying and it's kind of unnerving. But I think it's normal because of experience. It's not easy to talk to a lot of people the first time, neither the second time. But I think the spirit is okay, and people are really, really cool.
Okay, then thank you for talking to me, and have a nice evening and have a nice time at the camp.
Thanks. We'll be right back.
had not. They figured to come back?
Yeah.
Everything blew over?
Got up with them 7 years late.
Came into the local bar. He walked in the door. Who is this? This fucking guy, what happened was, a friend of mine got murdered. Went to the collection for his funeral, you know?
Really?
This guy stole the money. Then he split. He left. He was gone for 7 years. He figured things blew out. Came into the local bar at like fucking 2 o'clock in the morning. He walked into the fucking door. My fucking legs started going like this. Your leg ever start shaking?
Yeah.
Fucking jump? I saw it, my legs started fucking shaking. There's another guy. And I told my friend, I said, look, you hear a motherfucker? I'm gonna fucking take him out right now. Get on my back? I said, yeah, I got you. I fucking walked up to him, fucking hit him as hard as I could in his fucking face. His fucking face fucking exploded. Boom, boom, beat the fuck out of him.
You're listening to Radio Sub-Ether from Sweet Morn to Setting Orange, the official camp radio here at the Chaos Communication Camp. And out there is Corinna with a special coverage from the CERT. Hello, do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, so there are rumors that there was fire out there. Is it right?
Is it right that there was fire out there? I'm talking to Sunny Fox.
Yeah, that was right. There was one of the neighbors here was making a fire outside, and it was very hectic because we see that and said, oh, there's someone making a barbecue. No, it's a big barbecue he makes. And it was very good that the local fire department was still here, so they drive with one of the fire trucks there and told the neighbor to put it fast as possible out.
But it wasn't here at the site, it was someone from outside.
No, it wasn't here on the site, it was a couple of hundred meters away from the site. But it seems to be here on the site, so it's many calls came here to our CERT emergency number. But it's good to see that this number works, this system works.
And why was the firefighter unit of Alvansberg here?
Yes, it's a small friendship, can you say now? Because when I planned this event for the CERT, I called the local fire department here to say, "Hey, we are there, and can we meet together, something like this?" So we meet at Tuesday and talk. Okay, if you want, the evening starts at Thursday. You can visit us on Friday. And now, and it was the situation that the bottom here is very dry. The parking place, you see, there many dust, and so we make many water on this place. But our equipment is we have not the right equipment for this. So I called the chief of the fire department today and said, okay, we need something help. And so they came with their fire trucks today in the evening. And so we make some water here, many water.
And I've heard rumors that there will be a big shower tomorrow. Is that right?
Yeah, tomorrow at noon, I think 1 or 2 p.m., the fire department of Atlantberg will arrive again. And we make at the site of the Hack Center, between the Hack Center and the NOC, a little shower. I think they come with a tank. It's only 4,500 liter water, so it's many, many fun.
Well, that's certainly something to look forward to. thanks for the interview. Back to the studio.
Thank you for this special coverage. And another announcement for the Angels. Please, if you want to help, go to the Angel tent and, there's always someone needed. The problem is we have not enough angels. So if you want to just to help, you may go to the Angel Taint and ask some of the archangels to help, and well, you probably may get a t-shirt or something like that afterwards, and please help them. Thank you.
What's up? And I want to give you some BPMs as long as I got your message machine here. 117. We got 93. We got 94.5. We got 112.
Sight, the end of conformity in everyday life, sterilized. Thank you.
You're listening to Radio Sub-Ether 88.3 MHz, official camp radio here at the Chaos Communication Camp 2003. Your host is Nibbler, it's Late Night Talk, and my guest is Garrett. Garrett, you're here with the Vauholland Stiftung, with the Vauholland Foundation. So, what is the Vauholland Foundation?
The Vauholland Foundation was made up for to keep the life, the spirit Vauholland brought into the Chaos Computer Club, for to keep it alive, for to keep alive his writings, his lots of thoughts he brought in, and to find out why in his last years he was always called the philosopher of the club, or the philosopher of data and information. So if it was like this, it must be possible for us to find out what was the special spirit he brought into the club. So one thing is that the style of the German hackers in the international hacker scene is a very special one. We are in Germany very much more accepted from the officials, and this is in the beginning very much the work of Vauholland. So he was known as the doyen of the club, and we hope that we can keep alive a few of his thoughts and of this very good influence to the Chaos Computer Club.
So I think you would characterize Vauholland as a little bit philosopher and ambassador.
Yes.
Like this. And the current state of the Vauholland Foundation. Yes.
Well, meanwhile, we are in position to be founded. It's a question of money you have to collect for to start a foundation. So we were lucky that it happened to be now in the last weeks. And that gives us, of course, a lot of drive for to start up what we have prepared in the last times. We have a few projects we run. Of course, the project to archivize the work of Vau, 42 boxes of materials we had in our store in the beginning, and a lot of old diskettes and a lot of rather very old data tapes. And we tried to get out the information of this material and to archivize it. That means to search out the Schlagworte, how do you say it in English, the search words in the right way. And it's not so easy because different people find very different search words in the different materials. And so we hope we could take very contemporary, very good modern archivating tools for to make it available for a broad scene, to make it readable.
So I can imagine maybe that's some kind of search machine where I can browse in the whole content of those things of all.
Yes, of course, this we all hope, but until then it will be a few thousand hours of works, or we find the very good machine that's developed by a few hackers in Berlin will help us to make this job quicker. We hope very that this work will be so far in the next quarter of the year that we can look also to our own material with this modern tool.
Okay, and I think Vau cared a lot about children, so is will the education of children also the purpose of the Vauholland Stiftung, or a goal of the Vauholland Foundation?
Yes, that was because Vau was himself, he was a child, and this was the one thing. The other thing, I was very astonished when he played with my children in former times when they was young, how good his pedagogy was. I was very surprised. He did not have children, he had nothing to do with young children, and his behavior was very okay in with what he did with them. And the other thing, when we met in Hamburg, we had I think 5 people in the club from 13, and I think one of them was 12 even, and very often the parents of them were standing in the club rooms and asking what we are doing with their children. Is it criminal what my children do with you, and things like that. And so I had to speak with those parents, and I very often spoke with Wow how to answer to these questions and how to handle with parents. And in the later times, we found out that in the club we had not so much young people, and we looked what could we do with younger people. And then Wow had made a small film where he said how children have to be educated in the times of information technology. He said filtering out data must be a technique of culture. And and also administration, the basic thoughts of administration and the basic thoughts of research have to be learned at school. His end of it was to say filtering. It has to be learned from children, and so we looked the different methods of it could be done. So, and besides of all, if you listen to Wow's speeches, he was a genius of language. For the most of the people in the early 80s, Wow was the hero of the computers, of the technique, the pirate of computers, the hacker, and so on. For me, as I'm also educated in language, for me he was a hero in language. I was very astonished of his richness of language. I think it was not recognized so well in the computer club, but it was one of the reasons why he was so strong.
Thank you so far, and I think after some music we're back again. You're listening to Radio Sub Ether, the official camp radio station.
See, the census beat is fast and funky. We're gonna do a little something like this. You know who this is. This is the Emma's of Emma's of A. R-R-R-S of K. Guaranteed to rock and break your day. For my man Toad, we gon' go like this. Check it out. Check him out. He can see S-K-B-I-Z down with the crew that'll rock you with you. With the taste of the bass in your face. Gonna rock and track the play at a steady pace. I'm freaking here, freaking there. Do what most anywhere. Rock slow, rock fast. Everybody feel a black. Don't cry, don't lie. Tell you why. Cause I serve for your fall layer. Sometimes even jet. Would you not? You sorry, man. No can do. She's my all. My better luck next time. Sleek chic, so unique. My vicious rap will pull her free. On all, usher down the best of tea that came around. Do the freak, do the rock. This monkey is knocked up. Like a heartbeat, over thumping, over. Keep the party jumping. Or like a cover on a book, people take a second look.
Most Def rock the party, make the people get down. Piss Mark is on the big box. So I say rock the building, make the party get down. Piss Mark is on the big box. We be rocking it, shocking it, guess we is rocking it. Moving it, moving it, guess we is moving it. Won't be known to everybody, no. Piss Mark is on the big box. Piss Mark is on the big box. Do it.
Rock your mind anytime, crowd, beat the whoop and teaser. MC Baker Lady, take a isolated indicator. Don't fear, don't say, we'll be back another day. Do the horn, ring the bell, Bismarck, you a clientele. Reputation, culture, nation, giving people good sensation. Rock the bird, rock the beat, rock the fly, rock the tree. To the east, to the west, Bismarck, he is the best. Rockin', shockin', I don't miss stop. On the mic, I'm throwing down, do with the single bound. Never wait, anticipate, duplicate, generate the fast. Rhyming later, rhyming, do it anytime. Your ladies, I don't mean to try to put it on the line. I think I'm in, okay, I'm rockin' shock and breakin' bass. Style, go bad, bold, don't forget I'm in control. The bitch, Marky, I'm rockin' shock and make it creepy shout. You hear my voice, you have the church, I turn the party out.
Most Def rock the party, make the people get down. Bitch, Marky is on the big box. So I say rock the building, make the party get down. Bitch, Marky is on the big box. We be rockin' it, shockin' it, yes, we is rockin' it. Movin' it, groovin' it, yes, we is groovin' it. Won't be known to everybody, no. Bitch, Marky is on the big box. Bitch, Marky is on the big box. Do it.
That's man. Yo.
Yeah.
I'm telling Mr. Ian Shandong Foundation and I'm signing the Invasion Boy. Listen.
Yes, sir.
And we must big up our crew. Big up our